Normally dropping the puck in late October, the SPHL is pushing the start of its 56-game schedule to mid to late December.
It was a tough decision that we had to make as Board of Governors with the league, and there's so many unknowns. So it was a tough decision, but the right decision to make at this time.
Greg Harris is the owner of the Pensacola Ice Flyers. The SPHL shut down in March with about 10 games per team remaining in the regular season. One of the major challenges in preparing for the upcoming delayed season is player recruitment. Recruitment, especially those from Canada.
We're still trying to figure that out. We could possibly get them immigration status, but whether they're going to be allowed to cross the border, that's another question. Right now, there's just so many questions that nobody can answer, and it's just more of a waiting game, and time will tell. Everyone's proceeding as normal and just hoping that everything can be all right with bringing in Canadian players.
Another issue is how many spectators would be allowed into games, if any at all. Harris is using recent events at the Pensacola Bay Center as a sort of template.
They've had some high school graduations here, and they had it spaced out, and it worked well. They had different protocols in place, and we have the advantage of having 8,000 seats in the arena. Those have been to games. They see that the upper bowl is closed, but more than likely, we're going to have to open up the upper bowl and have people seated up there as well, just to make sure they're spaced apart.
Meanwhile, work is underway on setting up protocols dealing with testing, which Harris calls a continuing saga.
Players that get called up to us, or if they get traded, what have you, it really is different things that we need to just keep battling out. The more sports we have happening, the easier it's going to be to figure these things out. We do not want to be the guinea pigs in this. We have to let other leagues be the guinea pigs.
Perhaps the biggest guinea pig is three levels above the SPHL. The National Hockey League's 24-team Stanley Cup tournament began Thursday in two Canadian cities, Toronto and Edmonton.
Basically kind of go through the process for us, and then something we can piggyback off of, and based on their success or failure of how they're handling it. Not to be biased towards hockey, but they've made a ton of right decisions. Being from Canada myself, I see what's happening up there and how less of an impact it is. They've been able to tackle it and drastically decrease the numbers.
The SPHL's 10 clubs and league administrators are also watching how other sports are restarting amid the pandemic.
The current situation, with the Miami Marlins are going through right now, that's our worst fear. It's having players test positive, and now we're canceling games. Minor leagues, no matter what sport it is, they don't have that luxury. That's a big fear, and that's why these other leagues with nearly unlimited resources are being the guinea pigs, figuring this out for everybody.
Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris also thanked fans and sponsors for their patience.
Just everybody a part of the organization, no matter how little or big their role is. These are very trying times, and we're all going to come out of this, and we're all going to look back at this and see how strong we actually come out of this together. Me alone, I just hope this is over sooner than later, like everybody else.
The 2020-2021 regular season schedule and playoff format for the SPHL's 14th season will be announced at a later date. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.